CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 26th of November, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. 2023 ITU World Radio Communication Conference. RSGB 2023 Convention Presentation on Ofcom Consultation. Tonight at 8, webinar. The first week of the 2023 ITU World Radio Communication Conference has seen discussions get underway on a wide variety of agenda items, notably for amateur radio. IARU Region 1 reports that new ITU recommendation M.2164 on guidance for amateur and amateur satellite uses in the 1240 to 1300 MHz range has now been published online. The IARU has also published an accompanying guide on its website. To read it, visit tinyurl.com/IndiaAlfaRomeoUniform2023. The recommendation is the culmination of a challenging four-year development period. It now forms a key component of the WRC23 discussions, which are ongoing, relating to WRC23 agenda item 9.1b. The RSGB Special Focus webpage has regular reports and background on both 23cm and other frequency bands. To read more, visit rsgb.org/WhiskeyRomeoCharlie-23. In the latest RSGB 2023 convention presentation to be released, RSGB Spectrum Forum Chair Murray Nyman, G6JYB, provides another informative session on the Ofcom consultation. He also looks ahead to other changes in prospect across HF to microwaves from the IARU and WRC23. He outlines the RSGB's response to the Ofcom consultation and takes questions about the next steps. Work by specialist RSGB volunteers is integral to the RSGB's strategic focus on spectrum and licensing. You can watch the presentation on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. Put the date in your diary for the last RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2023. On Monday, the 11th of December, there will be a focus on amateur radio construction. Previous category winners, Jenny Curtis, M7JNY, Colin Murray, GM4EA, and David Law, G0LBK, will talk about their construction projects and what they gain from entering the RSGB construction competition. Join the presentation and ask questions live on the RSGB's special BATC channel or the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheRSGB. There's a great program of live webinars lined up for early in 2024. We begin on Monday the 15th of January with an update on WRT 2026, which is going to take place in the UK. Chairman and Project Manager Mark Haynes, M0DXR, and other members of the WRC 2026 team will join us live for this presentation. They will explain what WRTC is about and provide an overview of what the UK's organising committee is planning for the 2026 event. Find out how you can be part of this once-in-a-lifetime event, either as a spectator, volunteer, competitor, or referee. If you saw Mark's RSGB 2023 convention presentation, this Tonight at 8 webinar will tell you what's been happening since. Find out more about this and the other webinars in the spring program on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The November issue of Radcom Basics is now available. Among others, it contains articles on getting started with SOTA and building a 2-meter band antenna. To find out more, visit rsgb.org/radcom-basics. Don't forget that Youngsters on the Air Month is taking place throughout December. The month is aimed at helping youngsters get active on the amateur bands. It could be giving a demonstration at a local school or youth club, or helping a young person to send a greetings message. Call sign Golf Bravo 2-3, Yankee Oscar Tango Alpha, will be active for the duration of the month. Cambridge University Wireless Society is the first group to use the call sign. Listen out for them on Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd of December. Cray Valley Radio Society will be following them on Sunday the 3rd of December. A full list of operating slots can be found on qrz.com. These slots will be first come, first served, so check your calendars and reserve your place as soon as possible. To find out more about YOTA Month, visit rsgb.org/YOTA-month. You can also email Jamie, M0SDV, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to register your interest, or simply to ask for further information. The RSGB Shop's Black Friday sale is on now and ends on Thursday, the 30th of November. Members and non-members alike will find bargains on a large number of books with up to 50% off the usual retail price. Check out rsgbshop.org. A recent Ofcom investigation has resulted in the conviction of a man who was deliberately causing interference to amateur radio users in the Hull area. The investigation involved the use of automatic monitoring equipment as well as ground-based engineers who monitored live transmissions. The case went to court, and the defendant was found guilty of the unlicensed use of radio equipment, illegal possession of radio apparatus, and causing deliberate interference to wireless telegraphy, all of which are offences under the Wireless Telegraphy Act. To read more on this story, visit tinyurl.com/OscarFoxtrot-CharlieOscarMike-IndiaNovemberVictor. And now for details of rallies and events. The Bishop Auckland Radio Amateur Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 3rd of December. The event will be held at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, High Street, Spennymoor, County Durham, postcode Delta Lima 16, 6 Delta Bravo. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. for visitors with disabled access from 10 a.m. For more information, contact Bravo Delta India November Golf Lima Echo at hotmail.co.uk. Nearer to home, Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Computer Fair will take place on Saturday the 9th of December. The venue will be Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre, Mid-Devon, postcode Echo X-Ray 19, 8 Hotel Zulu. The event will run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Entry is £3, but there's no charge for partners and under 16s. For more information or to book a table, contact Phil G6DLJ by email to philbridges@hotmail.com. And the Sparkford Wireless Group Tabletop Rally in aid of the RAIBC will take place on Thursday, the 28th of December, from 9:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. The event will be held at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, Somerset, postcode Bravo Alpha 22, 7 Quebec X-Ray. Entry is £3, and free parking and refreshments will be available. For more information, email Bob via wjh069@gmail.com. Now the special event news. LA100K is a special call sign in use by the Akademisk Radio Club, with two Bs, Lima Alpha 1 Kilo, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of its foundation. Based in Trondheim, it's the oldest amateur radio club in Norway. The special call sign will be in use until the 31st of December. The Turkish Radio Amateurs Association is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the proclamation of the Republic of Turkey on the 29th of October, 1923. A number of special call signs, including Tango Charlie 100 Yankee Echo Alpha Romeo, will be in use until the end of 2023. Now the DX news. Tom, VK2WN, will be active as Alpha X-Ray 37, Echo Uniform, Delta X-Ray, Foxtrot, until the 30th of November to celebrate the 37th anniversary of the European DX Foundation. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or Club Logs OQRS, he does not use the Bureau. Take JI3DST will be active from the Mayoko Islands AS079 until the 19th of December. He will be operating SSB, CW and FT8 using a variety of call signs including Juliet Sierra 6 Romeo Romeo Romeo, QSL via Club Log and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide DX CW contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 25th of November. It ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. On Monday the 27th of November, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 28th of November, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1930 to 2230 UTC. Using all mode on the 13 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 29th of November, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest will run from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. The UK 6-metre group's Winter Marathon runs from Friday the 1st of December 2023 to Wednesday the 31st of January 2024. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange is signal report and locator. The ARRL 160-metre contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 1st of December and ends at 1600 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of December. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange is a signal report. American and Canadian stations also send their ARRL or RAC section. And on Sunday the 3rd of December, the 144MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 23rd of November, 2023. What a difference a week makes! Last week, the solar flux index was at 118. But by Thursday the 23rd, it had climbed up to 190, with the sun's surface covered in spots, with up to 9 groups showing. The maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path was estimated at more than 40 MHz at times. This, coupled with a KP index of around 2 to 3, was quite good for HF. But it isn't all good news. There's been quite a bit of solar flare activity and the promise of more to come. A significant eruption was recently observed beyond the northeast limb. This may result in a coronal mass ejection, but this will likely be directed away from Earth. active regions, 3490 and 3492, remain the main regions of focus and are listed as the most likely to produce a noteworthy solar flare. The current flare threat stands at 55% for a moderate M flare and at 10% for a strong X flare. DX this week included 4W8X from Timor-Leste and Don 3B8/G3XTT in Mauritius. The 10-meter band was good last week with the KQ2H repeater on 29.62 megs FM coming in strongly in the afternoon. There were plenty of SSB signals to work between 28.4 and 28.5 megs as well. A scan from 28.2 to 28.3 megs around 2 p.m. on the 23rd revealed plenty of beacons being received, including IQ8CZ, IQ8BB, and IZ8RVA in Italy, SV6DBJ and SV2RSS in Greece, WW2BSA in New Jersey, K4PAR in Georgia, KA3JOE in Pennsylvania, and K5AB in Texas. All these run less than 20 watts. For a full list of 10-meter beacons, choose Beacons and Repeaters from the On the Air tab at rsgb.org. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline to be in the range 145 to 155. Geomagnetic conditions may be reasonably settled with a KP index of 2 to 3, although a coronal mass ejection or 2 could soon alter that. So make the most of the good HF conditions while you can, especially in this weekend's CQ Worldwide DXCW contest. And now the VHF and up propagation news. Weather patterns are settling, and with the current cold northwesterly wind, there are signs of something useful for eastern areas in the form of potential rain scatter from heavy showers running down the North Sea. In the west, we have an area of high pressure with a chance of tropo, but in cold, low-level air near the surface, this may not be very reliable. The chance of high pressure building is probably limited, and we are already seeing a return to more changeable weather. The bulk of the coming week will be controlled by low pressure, with rain or showers. So we have the possibility of further rain scatter, but little chance of significant tropo, except perhaps if high pressure tries to make a comeback in the north the following weekend. The November Orionids meteor shower is making an appearance on the 28th with a low zenithal hourly rate, ZHR, of 3 per hour for meteor scatter operators. Keep checking for auroral modes, and don't forget that this can give LF bands a flutter to the signal, as was heard on 40 meters CW on Wednesday evening. In really strong events with a KP index above, say, 6, then check the usual places for activity on the 6, 4 and 2 meter bands. For EME operators, moon declination is positive and rising to maximum on Wednesday the 29th. Path losses are low to start the week, but rising. 140 MHz sky noise is low to moderate all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So, for the Southwest, England, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on Tuesday on 70.475 megs from 7:30 p.m. Members will be meeting via Zoom on Thursday. Contact is Dave Wellham, G0DPW, Bravo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie, at protonmail.com. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. On Wednesday, the 29th of November, Paul, M0ZMB, will be giving a talk entitled Drones. Terry, M0TJX, is secretary at Tango Sierra Golf alpharomeocharlie.uk, 0788 920 8090. And for Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting for a Natty Night. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Saturday. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411 595 103, or on the web, MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. They're on its on GB3WB from 9:30pm till 10:30pm most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10am. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8pm. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7pm. Go to the web, golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8pm at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, visit uskside-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango of Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.